This is Best Aging Podcast with Wendy Wiedner and Josh Casper, brought to you by WJCW Media, LLC.
Welcome back to week six of Best Aging, Wendy.
Yeah, today's scenario is Sarah and Jane.
Oh, you're jumping right in there, aren't you? No, hello, no, nice to see you, Josh. Just
okay.
Wow.
Let's start again. Okay, here we are back. Episode six. Hi, Josh. How you doing today?
It's nice to see you too, Wendy.
Yes. I can hear the sincerity in your tone. Anyway.
I am never anything but sincere.
There you go.
All right. Sure. Do you want to do the scenario today, Wendy?
Sure. I think I will. Sarah and Jane, they've been married for, well, about 15 years, and Jane moves into a nursing home with a dementia diagnosis. Jane's sister arrives and informs the facility that the family does not recognize the marriage of Sarah and Jane, and that she will be making all the decisions for Jane. So what right do you think that one is, Josh?
I look at the same-sex spouse of a resident must be afforded treatment equal to that afforded an opposite-sex spouse if the marriage was valid in the jurisdiction where it was celebrated. And, you know, beyond the, and we'll get come back, I want to come back to the point of the equal protection on the same-sex marriage, but also the right for Jane to choose a her support person. I mean, she recognized Sarah as her spouse. And I think that recognition needs to be honored by the facility in decision-making. Sure. But, you know, I look at, in terms of the law is clear that it has to be honored. But it was just May of 2021, and we can put the link in below, that the Department of Health and Human Services Office of Civil Rights would enforce U.S. Code 1557 and Title IX to prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation in long-term care. I mean, Wendy, that was, you know, a year ago that that right was recognized. And just the hallmarks, you know, when I started this in 2002, and you started doing this, was it 2002 or 2003?
2002, yeah.
And how much has changed in same-sex rights since we started, and exactly. The fact that now DHS has recognized and stated they will enforce same-sex rights within the nursing homes. And I think about, you know, sharing rooms and spouses sharing rooms or making decisions and all of those kinds of issues that weren't protected previously.
My question is, did anyone at the nursing home ask Jane? You know, she has a diagnosis of dementia, but that doesn't mean she still doesn't have the capability of making certain decisions.
They did not check with Jane. Nope, it doesn't. I mean, that we didn't put that in there. We would hope that they would have.
Yeah. Because Jane's running the show here. If she wants her wife, Sarah, to be helping her make the decisions. And it doesn't matter if the family recognizes the marriage. The state recognizes the marriage.
Absolutely.
The feds recognize the marriage.
Yep, absolutely. So that's the scenario for today, is the right of individuals, regardless of sexual orientation, to have their spouses treated equally, as well as to have discrimination based on sexual orientation prevented in long-term care. So that's today's right. And thank you. And we look forward to hearing back from you tomorrow.
Yes. Come back tomorrow. We'll have the last episode 7 coming up.
Episode 7. And thank you for listening. And we look forward to being back again with you tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Toodaloo.